Relegators, mount up. Welcome back to the Relegators podcast. This is the pod where me and my best bud Carl go through top tier promotion relegation in English soccer. Carl, how was your week, buddy?
It was pretty good. I went to the movies for the first time in a while.
What did you see?
It's called Weapons. It was a like a suspense thriller horror movie. It was pretty scary, but I realized that at my ripe old age of 41, I hate when people sit next to me in the movies. I hate it. So I developed a new strategy to get people to not sit next to me. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I do is I bring a big duffel bag to the theater, and then if the person at the door, the ticket taker, gives me shit, I just go, "They lay off me. It's just a big purse. Don't be transphobic." And then they let me in every time with it. And then so I take the duffel bag in and sit down in my seat. And then if someone sits next to me before the movie starts, I look over at them and I say, "I'm a mentally ill white person that thinks I'm the Joker and I'm going to kill everyone in this theater." And then I say, "Just kidding, enjoy the movie." And half the time they move to a different row, and then half the time they call the police. But luckily there's those emergency exits like right next to the screen, so I can make a hasty getaway if need be. So that's my strategy. It's really working. I recommend you try it.
I bet it works. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah. What
sounds
about
like it.
What about you? How was your week?
Just chilling, just work. Went to a baseball game before the summer's over. Had a good time out at the ballpark. But
Yeah,
yeah.
any hot players?
No. No,
Damn.
there was one pitcher for the Hillsboro Hops who had like a seven, no, it was like 13 mile per hour difference on his fastball and changeup.
Yeah, that'll get you there.
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy.
And it's
And
like a
sure enough, he was one of their top, he was one of the Arizona Diamondbacks top prospects. So
that's like some Pedro Martinez stuff right there.
He couldn't hit the zone though. He had
No.
this amazing difference in speed, but I think he walked the bases loaded or something like that. It wasn't great.
Well, you know, Randy Johnson had a lot of control problems early in his career. Maybe he can clean it up.
Yeah. Right on. Well, Carl, let's get started. We're going to start in the championship Saturday in the Valley, where Charlton take on Leicester City. Carl, we went head to head on this one. Who'd you take?
I would imagine I took Leicester.
You put $50 on Charlton draw no bet at +105. I took $50. Leicester draw no bet -185 in the 36th minute. Connor Coventry has a nice shot to the corner, saved by Leicester's Jakub Stolarczyk. In the 48th minute, Stolarczyk, another great save on the doorstep, and those would matter because in the 48th minute, Abdul Fatawu has a one-on-one with the defender, makes a quick move left, and left foots it far side. It was a great goal, and 1-0 for the Leicester victory.
Well, that sucks. I thought maybe, you know, Charlton, their first home match in the championship, they'd get it. I was kind of just riding the first home game teams,
Yeah,
and
they had a couple of great chances, and Stolarczyk from Leicester just shut them down.
yeah. So a few things. There was a lot of empty seats for a home opener in a higher league, which I was surprised with. But I mean, I think Charlton is like one of like the kind of forgotten teams around London. So
Yeah, for newly promoted, you'd think it'd be a
yeah.
sold out stadium.
Yeah, but I just think Charlton's kind of on the lower on the totem pole as far as the London teams. They have less fans. But yeah, that save on the goal line by the keeper where he just kind of like held it in the fetal position, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Fatawu, outstanding strike. So Charlton, their XG was 1.51 and Leicester's was 0.5. And I bring this up because I'm gonna bring up something else about XG that I was reading later on. So expect that later.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the next game. We go to the Deepdale where Preston North End hosts Ipswich Town in the 11th minute. Milutin Osmacic scores a penalty after Jacob Greaves takes him down inside the box. And Preston with the big upset victory against Ipswich, 1-0.
Yep. Here's another one. Ipswich 1.34 XG, Preston 0.84, Ipswich 72% possession, but couldn't get it done. But can I recommend one thing that we start calling Preston North End the Spud Bros?
This, oh yeah, because of their
Because of
kit.
their kit sponsor. Yeah, so I think we should the Spud. I'm gonna just start calling them the Spud Bros. Hopefully, it catches on. If not, no big deal. So Osmagic, third goal in 3 games. So he's, I think, the leader in the clubhouse right now. I wanna like him, but he had the whole racial abuse thing last year with the Hannibal Mejbri. I really wanna know what he said, but. They won't report it. Mejbri won't say what exactly he said, but I'd be curious to hear it. Because I guess Mejbri's from like Tunisia or something. Thierry Small. I'm starting to like this guy. This guy's a player, I think. I'm gonna be keeping a close eye on him. Because he had an amazing cross last week that was just one of the best crosses I've ever seen that led to a goal. And then he had a great defensive play in the box that saved a goal in this one. I don't know if you saw that. It was a frantic finish at the end there. Ipswich was knocking on the door, and Preston was running all around the box trying to keep the ball out, and they somehow did. So it was a fun finish.
All right, Carl, let's move to the racecourse ground where Wrexham hosts Sheffield Wednesday. Wrexham still can't get their first W in the championship. In the 15th minute, Kiefer Moore knocks in his second chance off a Lewis O'Brien free kick to put Wrexham up 1-0. In the 31st minute, George Dobson takes a shot from far out, saved, but Kiefer Moore gets the rebound for his brace. Wrexham quickly up, but here comes Sheffield Wednesday. First in the 63rd minute, Charlie McNeil makes the cross. Bailey Candon-Artery deflects the ball back to Barry Bannon, who has an easy goal. And then in the 81st minute, McNeil crosses to Candon-Artery, who bangs it in to square it up 2-2. Sheffield Wednesday in the 90 plus 6 minute, right at the end, Sheffield Wednesday have a 3-on-2. McNeil kicks it right off a goalkeeper Danny Ward's chest, and the game stays square.
Yeah, this was kind of a fun match. I mean, Wrexham, yeah, they get up 2-0, and you're just like, especially with all the turmoil that Sheffield Wednesday's had, you're just like, yeah, they're not coming back, especially on the road at the race course with the piles of dirt in the background. But Sheffield Wednesday, great job fighting back. Like, I'm really happy for them that they were able to do this, and I'm really happy that Wrexham choked it again. So that's awesome. I keep forgetting that Kiefer Moore is on Wrexham, but he had a good performance for them. Like, he could be an important player for them this entire season, I think.
It just seems to get be in the right place at the right time for them.
Yeah, and
You always want that.
he's a big boy, so he'll be a target on set pieces and things like that. keeper error for, I th think maybe it was kind of keeper error for Wrexham's second goal. Maybe not. The Sheffield, so I read an article about the whole Sheffield Wednesday mess to get a little bit
Yeah.
more information. It is, yeah, it's ugly and it's weird. What do you know about it?
I don't know anything, just what you've told me.
Yeah, so I guess the owner is part of a family from Thailand that is like the biggest seller of like canned tuna in the world, which is like, why are you not paying people? Like, it's like you have the money, I'm sure. Like,
Yeah.
where, but I mean, it sucks because, okay, a star player probably doesn't hurt him that bad to get paid late. But the lower end and younger players, and then this also extends to the ticket takers, the groundskeepers, anyone who
Yeah.
works at the stadium. So these people, like, imagine your job not paying you on time. Like, I've heard that with like construction and stuff like that, but imagine your job not paying you on time. That's like, that would kill me. I'd probably be homeless.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be working there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'd get the hell out of there. So, I mean, the fans are really starting to organize to try to get them to sell the team. I guess they wanted to fly a banner telling them to sell the team at Wrexham, and then Rob Mack, who used to be Rob McElhenney, the one of the
Yeah.
creators of Always Sunny, changed his name recently to Rob Mack. So okay, but at first, I guess they weren't going to let them do that because they said it was political, too political. But then Rob Mack made a post saying that they were going to sell some shirts, I think, and that all the proceeds were going to go to Sheffield Wednesday. So I guess all in all, it ended pretty well. But yeah, there was almost a foul in the box in extra time. Like someone got pushed down, but they didn't call it. So I thought that was interesting. And then yeah, Sheffield Wednesday could have won.
Yeah.
Like on that last break where he shot it straight into the goalie's chest, that would have just
Yeah.
absolutely crushed Wrexham. I don't know if they would have re recovered from that for a while, but
No, I mean they were happy. They went from losing that lead to just being happy to get out of there with a draw.
yeah, and I don't know if you want to hear something funny, but this is crazy. I don't know if I should save this for later or just do it now. Just do it now, I guess. But Sheffield Wednesday is ahead of Sheffield United in the standings. That is, if you would have told me that 3 weeks ago, I would have been like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%.
I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know if that says more for Sheffield Wednesday or
Oh no,
more.
I think that's more about Sheffield United
Yeah,
for sure.
we'll talk more about them later though.
Yep. Next game though, we go to St. Mary's Stadium where Southampton hosts Stoke City. Carl, you're Stoke City. Carl, we went head to head on this one. Who'd you have?
I don't remember. I think
Oh, you don't even
maybe.
have faith in yourself to bet on Stoke?
No, I know. I remember. Maybe I was fucking around. I remember. I went with it, and I was scared, but I went with it. I got my boys the Potters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you took Stoke, Toronto bet plus 250, which ended up saving your ass this week. And I took Southampton minus 350 on the Toronto bet. In the 54th minute, Gavin Bazunu makes the initial save on Milan Manhoff's shot, but Lewis Baker puts in the rebound to put Stoke up 1-0. In the 59th minute, Devin Mubama gets a second yellow card for diving. This I don't know what the first yellow was for, but the second was, or yes, the second was for diving. That equals one red, so he's sent off. Stoke now a man down. In the 75th minute, keeper Victor Johansson makes a save and rushes to throw the ball out to Sorba Thomas on the left side, and Thomas puts it past the Southampton defense, going up 2-0. In the 79th minute, Taylor Hayward-Bells heads it in for Southampton, uncontested off of Mateus Fernandez corner, bringing Southampton within one, but Stoke finished it off a man down 2-1. Big win for you, Carl.
Yeah,
First place Stoke.
huge purse. Oh, thank you for saying that. It sounds so sweet to my ears. I can't wait for the Stoke Nottingham matches in the Premier League next year. They're gonna be so good. We're gonna talk so much shit. Yeah, this match was. I got up for this one. This was the one that was on my TV the whole time, obviously.
Yep, same.
In the first half, Southampton had two post hits in a row.
Yep.
The same guy shot it off the post twice in a row. So that was lucky. The highlight package that I watched for this, even though I watched the whole match, I had to refresh my memory when and jerk off to it. The highlight package title said, for Stoke, three league wins on the spin. Do you know what that means?
Well, I know what the three league wins mean.
Yeah, but on the spin, do you know
No.
that? Yeah, so I didn't know either, so I had to look it up. So basically, it's just English slang for a streak. It could be a winning streak or a losing streak on the spin. So there's that. There's the more you know. Do 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 do. Yeah, that I'm very disappointed in President Barack Obama for diving and getting sent off. That's not very presidential behavior. I think he should be impeached. So we'll see what happens. No, but seriously, Mubama, he's going to be a good player for us. I know it. Like, that was an unfortunate thing that happened with getting the second yellow and getting sent off. But I think he's going to be a player. Victor Johansson, that outlet pass was
Yeah.
that was he rocketed that thing. Look like Tom Brady out there. And yeah, I've never been as happy as a Stoke fan. And we'll just see how they absolutely crush my soul.
All right, Carl, let's move to Carrow Road, where Norwich hosts Middlesbrough in this one. Middlesbrough was the underdog, so I took a little $100 flyer out on them. Draw no bet in this one, plus 130. In the 43rd minute, Hayden Hackney passes left to Finn Azaz, who puts it past the keeper to go up 1-0 for Middlesbrough. In the 45th minute, Norwich's turnover leads to Aidan Morris making the pass to Tommy Conway, who taps it in for the 2-0 lead. And in the 57th minute, Jacob Wright gives Morris a hard tackle and gets a straight red, putting Norwich down one. In the 85th minute, Kelly McLean makes a long pass to Josh Sargent, who rainbows it over the keeper and in for a 2-1 victory or 2-1 lead for Middlesbrough. And then the 90 plus 9, Norwich wanted a possible handball in the box. Would have gone to a penalty to maybe squeak out a draw, but no penalty, and Middlesbrough escape with a 2-1 victory.
Yeah, so the first thing I want to mention is Norwich's shirt sponsor is do you know what that is?
What a shirt sponsor is? Yeah, I
No,
know what a shirt
do
sponsor
you
is.
know what their shirt sponsor is, you
No, I don't.
jackass? So it's something called Blakely, and I didn't know what that was. So this is my thing now. I like to look up and see if I don't know what the shirt sponsor is, like Spud Bros,
Right.
what it is. Do me a favor, just pull up Blakely clothing on your computer. Tell me what you think of those clothes.
I mean, they look just like normal clothes, only it says Blakely on them.
I think those clothes are some of the worst fucking clothes I've ever seen. I hate clothes that are just an advertisement for the clothes. Like
Yeah.
that's and then it's like they got the like the stupid like there's one shirt that just says Blakely with a period on it and it's got like the most boring font you've ever seen in your life. It sells for like $45. It's like they're trying to like ah God, I don't know why people wear this shit. It just drives me crazy. Oh, and there's some, like, if you have time, go look through their catalog. They've got some of the ugliest sweatshirts I've ever seen in my life. They got some shirts that just on the side on the chest, it just lists like the cities that they have stores in. I'm just like, who fucking cares? Like, why do you wear this? Either have
Yeah.
some style or don't pay $40 for this dumb shit. All right, off my soapbox. My boy Hackney. Let me calm down and talk about something that makes me happy. My boy Hayden Hackney.
Okay.
He got an assist. So he's still doing good. I think the goals are gonna start rolling in for him soon for Burrow. On the other goal, it's kind of cool to see how quickly Tommy Conway got that off his foot. It was kind of a weird angle, and he
Yeah.
kind of popped it in, and I was like, oh, that's pretty impressive. And then the Jacob Wright red card was a little weird, because normally you see people sliding in and making that contact for a red card, but he kind of like fell on his ass and still
Yeah.
hit the guy with his legs. So that was a little different. And then the
Yeah.
Sarge, what were you gonna say something?
Well, no, it was the one where he kind of had the ball and just kind of lost it in front of him and
Yeah.
kind of dove at the ball, but ends up taking out the legs of the defender who stole it or just happened to be there because it was a bad touch, basically.
Bad touch,
Sent
totally.
it too far ahead of himself and then couldn't recover.
Totally. And the sergeant goal was really cool. Like that was
Yeah.
nice. I like that.
He's got three on the year as well.
Yeah. Come on, Tottenham. Take a look at your boy. I mean, they're not going to. They got Richarlison and he's doing weird stuff,
I
but
think they're doing all right.
yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I definitely think like a lower level Premier League team could benefit from a guy like Sargent. Like if he's healthy, he does
Yeah.
good stuff, don't you think?
All right, Carl, next game, we're going to go to the Hawthorns where West Bromwich Albion hosted Portsmouth. We went head to head in this one, Carl. You just want to put a little mini $25 on West Bromwich Albion minus 300, no odds. I took the big draw, no bet, plus 220 on Portsmouth, looking for a little long shot action. In the 26th minute, Michael Johnstone drills the ball from 20 yards out, putting the Baggies up 1-0. But in the 56th minute, Josh Murphy with a great cross to Colby Bishop for the header squares it up at one. Carl, I've got a few notes on here, but they all kind of have to do with the same thing. And I got a feeling your notes are going to be pretty close. So I'll let you lead it off. What do you got?
Yeah, so I was watching the highlights for this match, and I was like, I honestly don't really care about either of these teams. Like, I cared about West Brom a little bit when they were competitive last year, but then Josh Maja got hurt and disappeared and stopped scoring, so I kind of stopped caring about West Brom. And then Portsmouth, I don't love them like you do. So it was just kind of like, okay, whatever. But then I remembered my beloved West Brom TV is the highlights for West Brom, obviously. And I hadn't heard these wonderful gent these distinguished gentlemen in over a year. So I decided to watch the West Brom TV highlights package, and boy, was it worth it. Phil, I'd like you. I've got four time stamps here. So basically, on YouTube right now, search West Brom.
You have four of them because I have three of them.
You got
So,
oh, so have you heard them already?
oh yeah, I listened to the West Brom one, and so I have the Alex Mowat bender off the woodwork, the Connor Ogilvie possible penalty on Hegbo, and Regan Poole holds Hegbo, and like. I wasn't gonna put them in my notes, but I'm like all of these Homer reactions, like Carl is gonna love his West Brom TV and his Homer announcers and them losing their shit.
Did you so you listened to that before I told you about it?
I did, yes.
Yeah, dude, I was crying. Like, okay, so the first one, it's the Mikey Johnston goal.
The ball stays on the edge of the box. Mikey Johnston onto his right foot. Oh, there it is! What a goal!
And like this, the pitch of his voice when he celebrates and yells, like I was like, whoa, like Jesus Christ. And it cracked me up, and I was like, that's cool. But then it happened again.
Mowat, 30 yards away from goal. He will try and score it. Oh, it's off the post.
I watched the last two, and especially like the last one with
Where
the
he's
no
holding
foul
him.
call.
Yeah.
Colombi slide it through.
Oh,
he's
what a
off.
goal!
Hegemar, he goes
Gotta
down.
be a
The
penalty.
referee
It's
looks
got to
at
be a
it.
penalty.
He gets into the penalty area, shoots left footed. It's blocked
The
by
referee's got to pull that back.
Mason is on the floor in the dugout.
He's got to pull that back.
And him just bitching about it. So I'll put him in there so all the listeners can hear it. But it is
Yeah.
hilarious. And I found out, so it's a former player for West Brom named Andy Johnson that is doing this. And I am now a big Andy Johnson fan. Like this is like NBC must see TV in the 90s. Like, I don't care what's going on with West Brom. I'm gonna watch those highlights every fucking week.
That's great. Awesome. All right, let's move to Bramall Lane where Sheffield United's woes continue at home against Millwall. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you bet on?
I lost this one. I know. I thought
50
Sheffield, yeah.
bucks on Sheffield United. I took the 100 bucks on Drano bet for Millwall. In the 38th minute, Luke Kundle off a nice head flick from Mijailo Ivanovic puts it in for the 1-0 lead for Millwall, and this would be all that they needed. Wasn't an eventful game, but Millwall give Sheffield United their third straight loss to start the season. Or how was it? Another spin? What was that?
Was it three losses on the spin?
Three losses on the spin for
Yeah.
Sheffield United.
God, what is wrong with them right now?
Yeah.
They are in trouble. This man, like we said last week, this manager is, it's not gonna be long for him. Like
No, no.
if they
I
lose
mean,
one.
I think if he's not fired now, he's good till the weekend, but yeah.
I think this week they give him the owners give him the vote of confidence, and then if he loses two more matches in a row, he's gone. He's absolutely
Yeah, he
gone.
can't last long.
Like this is a team that has the parachute money from the Premier League, or no, they don't. I'm
No, that
sorry.
was a couple seasons ago.
Well, yeah. So I guess they still have probably some of it, unless they unless they spent it like their Sheffield fellow team, Sheffield Wednesday. But the boos were robust.
Yeah.
They were robust at halftime, and they're even more robust. I mean, they were probably less robust at the end of the game because probably people had just left and said, fuck
Oh,
this.
yeah. I mean, it was
Like,
only 1-0. You still got a chance, but even then, if they escape with a draw, their fans aren't going to be happy with that either.
no. When you lost your first two matches, like, and you're expected to be at the top of the league,
Yeah.
like this is supposed to be their year after they choked it away last year.
Yeah,
Like,
lost in the final game, choked away the lead.
but
They
they were
had
there.
the second spot, right? They would have had automatic promotion.
Yeah, they were up there the whole damn season.
Yep.
Like they looked like one of the teams that was gonna get promoted, and they just blew it, and now I don't know, maybe their confidence is shot.
Yeah.
Maybe they
I don't
didn't.
know if they're going to be able to come back from this. All right,
Yeah.
Carl, let's go to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosted Park Rangers. I'm just going to go through these real quick. In the 12th minute, Milan Van Ewijk, Tahaji Wright to go up 1-0. In the 35th minute, Matt Grimes to Rodoni to go up 3-0. In the 37th minute, Thomas Asante to Wright this time to go up 4-0, giving Haji Wright a brace. In the 43rd minute, Thomas Asante again, this time to Rodoni to go up 5-0, and Rodoni gets his brace. In the 47th minute, it for Mason Clark to Victor Torp to go up 6-0 in the 66th minute. Torp again curls one in from 25 yards out to go up 7-0. And then finally in the 90+1, Liam Morrison to Richard Cohn off a free kick to put the Park Rangers on the board after a 7-1 defeat at the hands of Coventry.
Yeah, wow. Just wow. That's, you don't see that very often.
Yeah, no, that was ugly.
But 7-1 is my favorite score line of all time. You know why?
Well, you text me about it, so is it because of the Brazil-Germany score line in the World Cup?
It absolutely is. So, quick story. I was working at a mattress store during that Brazil-Germany World Cup semifinal, and don't my advice to anybody, don't work at a mattress store. It's terrible. So I was working at a mattress store, and I was in between customers, or ups as they call them, I was pissed that I had to work during the match because I thought it was going to be a good one. You know, Brazil's at home, they're playing Germany, and so I'm in between ups, and I look at my phone, and it says halftime, Germany 5, Brazil 0. And I was like, what the fuck happened? I couldn't believe it. I'd never been so stunned in my life. Like, you could see 1-0, you could see 2-0, you could see 2-1, you could see 1-1. But 5-0 at halftime at a World Cup semifinal where it's on the home turf of the team that's losing.
Yeah.
That was insane. So yeah, that's I still watch, I like to watch highlights of that match, and I like to watch watch parties of Brazilian fans watching that match.
Yeah. Stupid faces for sure.
Oh, that, like, they go despondent, like catatonic. But yeah, anyway, you know, this is a fun type of game to attend if you're a fan of Coventry.
Yeah, if you're at the home side.
On yeah, this side. like if you're a Coventry fan, this is the type of match where everyone gets laid afterwards.
Yeah.
And then, so I just wanted to bring up, I mentioned this earlier. So I read an article on the New York Times, or no, I didn't read it because I don't pay for the New York Times. I prefer much more reliable news sources like Twitter. But that's a joke, people. Anyway, it said, does Coventry XG 1.27 with 7 goals in QPR 0.61 XG with 1 goal prove that expected goals is broken? Maybe it's not a great measure of a match.
What do you think? I mean, I think it's just an algorithm.
Yeah. But so yeah, kind of shook my belief in XG.
In XG.
Yeah, it's like finding out there's no Santa Claus. And then I guess, so they kept talking, I don't know if you noticed this during the highlights, but they kept talking about, this is on Coventry's big day. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like not talking about the game, but I couldn't figure out what the fuck they were talking about. Did you know?
No.
Yeah, so I looked it up, and it said that Coventry, the club, has secured ownership of CBS Arena.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I did hear him talk about the stadium in the highlights, but I'm like, they're playing at the same place they played last season, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't honestly know what that exactly means and why it's so important. I mean, I obviously owning your own stadium.
Not leasing it anymore, or
yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to look into that a little bit more because
I was. It's like paying out your car, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I still got 3 more years to pay off mine, so I understand the pain.
All right, Carl, we're going to finish out the championship by going to St. Andrews, where Birmingham hosted Oxford United. Ethan Laird takes the ball to the byline and passes back to Peck Sung-ho, in the 40th minute for Birmingham and the game's only goal, and that would be it.
How exciting.
Yeah, it wasn't a really exciting game. Birmingham dominated and then got the one goal they needed.
Yeah, I realized why I don't like Oxford again. I had forgotten. It had been a while. It's because of their stupid nickname. Do you remember what it is?
No, what was it?
The U's.
Oh, that's right, the U's.
Yeah.
The letter U.
Yeah, just, I mean, okay, you can call yourself the O's if you don't like how that sounds. Just look at the fucking crest. Just call yourself the Bulls.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Like, the U's, what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. United? Like, there's United's all over fucking England. Like, there's so stupid. It pisses me off. Kyogo for Birmingham had a couple near misses. Pack or Pike? I don't know how you say that. Peck. Okay. I don't know how his shot found its way through all those legs in the box.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy. I was like, how did that shot make it through? Like the Oxford defenders should be, like, beside themselves. They could have stopped that. The Bulls also had a near equalizer on a half volley, but didn't happen. So they go down. Birmingham, your boys.
Yep.
They're
Looking
coming.
Good.
They coming. It's okay, Phil. So we're gonna play every week we're gonna play a game where I'm gonna give you a team and you're gonna have to guess, and you cannot cheat on Google, so don't do it.
Okay.
You're gonna have to guess what their own team TV channel is called, okay? I'm gonna think of a name for it for next week, but for now it's called Guess That TV Channel. Okay, so this week, your TV channel that you have to guess the name of is Birmingham City. What is their TV name?
What are the chances that I get half of these right if I just say the, like, Birmingham City TV?
I mean, I'm not gonna tell you. You're gonna have to guess.
Birmingham City TV.
You're gonna have to guess. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. It is Blues Plus. Better luck next week, Phil. We'll see you next week on Name That TV Channel.
All right, Carl. Well, thanks for introducing us to that game. That'll be exciting this season.
Don't be an asshole.
Let's take a look at the standings. We're 3 weeks in, and Middlesbrough leads with three victories in three games, not to be outdone by your Stoke City. Carl, do you want to start following Stoke City this week?
Yeah, wait, no. So we're in first. Let's just get that straight. We have a plus
goal
six
differential.
Plus six goal differential. Middlesbrough has a pathetic five. So so we're in first. So I just want to get that right, and I want to, you know, I got to cherish this. I got to cherish this because I don't know how long it's gonna last. Do I want to start following Stoke?
Yeah,
abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay, we'll follow Stoke. I didn't know if you were worried you might jinx it. We start following them, and then they sell all their players before the summer transfer window's open or closed.
Don't say stuff like that.
All right, other teams that did well this week, Birmingham, Coventry, Leicester, and Millwall all win. West Brom and Wrexham can't get the job done, but don't lose, so draws for them. Ipswich Town, Sheffield, one more time, and Southampton, all with the losses this week.
Yeah.
Let's look ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's not really much to add. Coventry obviously had the big week. They popped up their goal differential huge. But yeah, it's too early to make any proclamations, I think.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at next week's action in the championship. We're going to start Friday at King Power Stadium, where Leicester hosts Birmingham. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Leicester plus 140 at home on the money line. Birmingham plus 195, slightly behind them, and a draw plus 230. Draw no bet. Leicester at minus 140. Birmingham at plus 105. Who do you want to throw your money on, Carl?
Yeah, this one's interesting. This one's tough because Leicester's a newly relegated team, and you think that they'd be competing up at the top. They're at home. Birmingham City's on the road. I'm gonna call a draw on this one.
You want to go the straight draw.
Straight draw.
Okay, I'm going to take Birmingham draw no bet in this. I like the way they've looked. I'm not thrilled with the way Leicester's looked, even though they got a win last week. It could have been always spacing on that. Charlton. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm going to take Birmingham on the draw no bet for 100 bucks plus 105. How much money you want to put on it?
I'll put $50.
50 bucks.
Yeah. I feel like you're gonna become a Birmingham fanboy.
I do like them a lot.
Yeah. It's 'cause of Tom Brady.
It's 'cause why? Tom Brady?
'Cause of Tom Brady.
We'll see. Not big on Tom Brady, but.
I know. I'm just giving you shit.
All right, Carl. Next game, we go Saturday to Bet365 Stadium, Stoke City hosts West Brom. Carl, we will make this a DraftKings match of the week. Stoke favored in this plus 145, West Brom plus 175, the draw plus 235, and draw no bet. Stoke minus 135, West Brom minus 105.
Yeah, okay. It's not gonna be hard to guess which way I'm gonna go on this one. And this is gonna be hard to believe, but it's not just because I'm a Stoke fan. I don't like how West Brom have played so far. They have not impressed me.
Yeah, they got two wins and a draw, don't they? I
Do they?
thought they did.
Of the table.
I'm looking at it right now. West Brom, first two wins, and then they just drew because they let Portsmouth back in this last week.
Yeah, I think that must be what did it, but I forgot that they had two wins. So, I think it's mostly just me being a Stoke fanboy and homer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not I'm never gonna bet against my boys. So if they start sucking, they're gonna sink me. And you know what? I'm gonna be like the band on the Titanic and just go down with the ship.
You
give
want to
me
take
a
them straight up or draw no bet?
$100 straight up on Stokey.
100 bucks straight up.
What say you?
I'm taking West Brom on the draw no bet, minus 105. Stoke's good. I wouldn't be surprised if they won, but I like West Brom to at least get the tie in this one. And then I get some better returns on my money if they get the victory. So I'm going to take West Brom on the draw no bet.
Fair enough.
All right, next game we go to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough hosts Sheffield. Middlesbrough plus 115 to win. Sheffield United plus 230. Draw on this one plus 235. Looks like the odds have changed since I last went up. 235 on the draw, plus 215 for Sheffield, straight up on the victory there. Draw no bet. Middlesbrough minus 175, Sheffield plus 125. Who you got in this one, Carl?
Oof. Boy, have those odds for Sheffield changed in the past few weeks. Like that's a
Yeah.
that's huge.
Now they're
Like,
big time underdogs. Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I kind of wanna I'm one of those people that's like, all right, they're gonna figure it out. They're gonna get off the, they're gonna get back on the wagon one of these weeks and do it. But if I bet on Sheffield again and they lose again, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. I'm gonna be fucking pissed. Is this a DraftKings match of the week?
It is. Gotta put
Okay.
some money out somewhere.
Okay. I think I'm gonna go straight draw again.
Straight draw,
$50.
50 bucks.
What do you think?
I'm gonna take Middlesbrough, draw no bet. I'm not gonna get any return on my bet in it, but
You won't lose money.
I don't like Sheffield. Yeah, I don't like Sheffield. I'll take Middlesbrough at home, and I'll have like a little draw insurance there, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. Like, I get why Sheffield has not shown any reason to have any sort of faith in them. But I'm an idiot, so I'll just keep it's gonna they're not gonna go winless the whole season or and drawless. So
Yeah.
they're gonna get something at some point. Maybe it's this week.
Yeah, even if they have a bad season, they're not going 0-4.
Yeah.
All right, next game we have Oxford plus 310 underdogs hosting Coventry minus 130 on the road, Carl. Who you got in this one?
I mean, yeah, after that performance last week by Coventry, I can't not go with them. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you, especially with Oxford. They didn't look terrible against Birmingham, but not great either. They pretty much got dominated, just not on the scoreboard. Yeah, I'm with you. Even on the road, I'll take Coventry in this one.
Yeah. Like I said last season, I like Oxford Stadium. It looks nice when the weather's nice, so I wouldn't mind if I'm in England just cruising over to that and watching them get the shit kicked out of them.
There you go. Next game, we go to Portman Road, where Ipswich Town are heavy favorites, minus 170 against Derby County, plus 450 straight up. You got in this one, Carl.
You know what? I think I'm going Derby on that one.
Derby on the road.
Yeah, it well what I mean, I know it's not the Premier League anymore. I know that Ipswich is down in the Championship, so it's different level of competition. But they didn't impress me at Portman Road last year. They didn't defend it like I thought they would. And Dar I think Derby is maybe a little better than people think. So I think I would go Derby on this one.
Let's go heads up on that. How much you want to put on it?
That not a lot. I'm $50.
$50. All right. You have plus 310 draw no bet odds, and I have minus 500. So
You want to go draw no bet?
yeah, we're going draw no bet.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
That's how we do heads up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next
Sorry,
game, we go
I've
to the
never bet
den.
before.
We go to the den where Millwall heavy favorites host Wrexham. Millwall minus 110, Wrexham plus 300 straight up. This is a DraftKings match of the week. Let's get a draw odds on this one. Excuse me. Draw odds plus 245 and draw no bet odds -270 for Millwall, +185 for Wrexham. Who you got in this one, Carl?
50 bucks Millwall, straight up. This is an easy call for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no faith in Wrexham, especially on the road. Millwall, I was a little disappointed with them the first couple weeks, but they bounced back, got a win on the road, so I think they might be rounding into shape, and I think they'll beat Wrexham easily. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you as well. I don't like the odds in any of it. I guess I'll take Millwall, draw no bet, just to be on the safe side, since I'm not going to win anything either way. Might as well take that little bit of draw insurance. You said you're taking them straight up?
Yeah, 50 bucks straight up.
50 bucks straight up, -110. And we're going to finish out in Vicarage Road, where Watford hosts Southampton. Southampton favorites on the road here. Watford +230 straight up. Southampton +115. A draw in this one is +230. Who you got in this, Carl?
Man, I'll be honest. I have not seen a single second of a Watford match so far. So I have no idea what they're working with. I know last year they had talent and they just disappointed over and over again. So I think, but I'm still going to, you know, this one's tough for me. If I had to guess, I'd probably say Southampton's a better side. I'd probably go what's the Southampton draw no bet odds?
Let's check it out. Draw no bet. Southampton -185.
Okay. Part of me wants to take Watford at home because you get those sweet odds.
Yeah. +130 for Watford at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna chicken shit this one. And I'm gonna say Watford draw no bet. What about you?
Yeah, I'd probably do that as well, just because Watford's at home. The best odds in there are going to be Southampton straight up. But, I think I'll take some draw insurance with Watford at home on this one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Watford look like, because I have no fucking clue.
And their dumb mascot.
And their sad moose, their suicidal moose. Oh, I forgot about him.
Well, and the Hornet, right?
Oh, the mascot. Yes, I was thinking about the logo. Oh yeah, the insane Hornet. Yeah. Yeah, that Hornet that's on crack. I need to get another look at that thing. I forgot exactly how crazy it looks. But that's good. That Hornet was in the Spank Bank all last season.
All right, Carl, time to move to the Premier League.
Hit the music.
We're going to start Friday night in London Stadium, where East Ham United hosted Chelsea. In the 6th minute, East Ham get on the board first. Lucas Paqueta. Lasers one in from 25 yards out to go up 1-0. But in the 15th minute, João Pedro is the second head on the Pedro Neto corner, and they square it up at 1. In the 23rd minute, Pedro crosses to Neto to go up 2-1. In the 34th minute, Estavao crosses to Enzo Fernandez to go up 3-1. In the 54th minute, ball ping pongs around to Moises Caicedo off the Fernandez corner, and Chelsea go up 4-1 in the 58th minute. Another pinballer after a Pedro Neto corner finds Trevor Chalaba to go 5-1 Chelsea.
Yep. Paqueta, amazing strike from 25 yards.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, what are you doing there, East Ham? And then it all fell apart.
Yeah, they had a goal to go up 2-1 there that got called back for offside. But yeah, after that disallowed goal, they had nothing.
Well, so I have a note about Nicholas Füllkrug. Do you remember if, but I don't know, I don't remember what exactly did he score?
Yeah, he scored, but it was offside by like a foot or
Oh
something.
right, yeah. So he's my note I have after he scored he did the most dancing I've ever seen a German do. So
Yeah, they were dancing for a while too before they took that one off.
yeah, so yeah, it's nice to see the Germans having fun again after World War II. Yeah, heavy touch leads to Pedro Neto goal. Booze at final whistle. Yeah, that's there's gonna be a
East Ham looks bad this season as far
it,
as relegation goes.
yeah, you know, they flirted with it a few times and
Yeah, and the podcast I listen to, people are already starting to talk about East Ham and whether or not they're going to be able to stay up.
yeah, you know, looking at the whole list, like I mean, we can talk about it more later, but I think they're definitely a hot contender for one of those relegation spots.
Yeah. I put my money on him, so I'm rooting for it.
You're feeling good. Them you and
Next
Berman.
game, we go Saturday to Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth host Wolves. In the 4th minute, Anthony Semenyo weaves through the Wolves' defense and dishes to Marcus Tavernier to put Bournemouth up 1-0. In the 49th minute, Toddy Gomes, the Wolves' defender and captain, shoves Ivan Ilsson from behind, denying a scoring chance, and Gomes is shown an immediate red card. And the worst news of all, Carl, in the 70th minute, Jose Sa makes a great save, denying Tyler Adams his first Premier League goal. And so, yeah, 1-0 for Bournemouth in that one is how it ended.
Jose Saw is back, as we know.
Not saving anything except for the one we wanted.
I mean, the first one, I mean, the goal was kind of an unlucky deflection, I think. Like
Yeah.
he had no shot at that. Like even if he was not Jose Saw,
Yeah.
I don't think he would have saved it. But I'm glad they're sticking with him. I want him to be here all season long.
His fifth season with the club.
Fifth?
Fifth.
Damn. I can't wait. He's gonna be there for 5 more years. They're gonna have a Jose Sa statue outside
Yeah.
whatever the fuck their stadium's
His
called. Mal
jersey, his kit retirement.
his kit retire. what else do I have? I said my note says Jose Sa looks like a ginger Abraham Lincoln. So I don't, you know. I also have, Sa made a nice save on Tyler Adams, and what a
Yep.
jerk. So not only is he a terrible goalie, but he hates America.
Yes, exactly.
What an asshole. Fuck you, Jose Sa. And then the only thing I have two more things. Bournemouth looks like a nice place to live. It's like on the water. It
Yeah.
looks very idyllic. Kind of like that in like Craven Cottage, you know. Very nice place. I'd like to check that out. And then it was weird not to see the Wolves in orange.
Yeah.
Like
In their yellows.
I was like yellow. Wait, yellows?
Wolves?
Yeah, they were orange.
My eyes always got that as yellow.
All right, one of us has some problems. We'll figure out who it is later. But that scares me because it could be me.
Let's check it out. Old gold shirts. They call them gold.
Gold. Gold. I gotta have a look at these things again. Cause I always just swore it was orange.
They're calling it black and gold.
Gold. That's gold. Okay, maybe. You know what? Okay. Now that I look at it again. Oh yeah, you're right. I don't know why the fuck I thought it was orange. That's the Mandela effect. You win that one, Bill. You win that one. Congratulations, sir.
Anyway,
Man,
I
I
had
thought.
yellow, not gold, so.
I mean, yellow and gold's like interchangeable. Like the fucking LSU Tigers call their uniforms like purple and gold.
Right.
And that's fucking yellow, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got on that one.
Yep, not much there. Next game, we go to Molineux Stadium, where Brentford hosts Aston Villa in the 12th minute. Django Quattara breaks away, and his first try is stopped, but he gets his second bite of the cherry to go in for him. And
Nice pull.
thank you, thank you. And Brentford take the 1-0 victory.
Yeah, so a couple things I have to say. I do really appreciate so I resubscribed to Peacock, even though it's an absolutely garbage streaming service with absolutely nothing of value but Premier League soccer. I've looked through the menus. There is nothing good. It's all trash fucking TV. Crappy medical dramas, you know, what have you. I will say that I appreciate that their thumbnails, unlike YouTube, never spoil the results of the match. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen because, I mean, it just makes the highlights more boring to watch when you already know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to go in fresh. I like to do that with movies too. And then, so yeah, Dango, his name's Dango Utara. Do you want to know my nickname I've given him?
Yes, very much so.
Dango Unchained. What
I
do you
thought it was
think?
going to be a little more creative than that, but
What? You don't like that one?
I mean, that's the first thing my mind went to is going to be some kind of Django Unchained joke.
Well, his name's not Django, it's Dango.
And so you just took Unchained. Didn't even make it creative.
All right, okay. If next week I'll have a better nickname for him. And then yeah, this guy Damsgaard had some slick moves at one point, I noticed. And then yeah, just a r really nice first win for Brentford. Aston Villa was definitely in the top half of the table all season
Yep.
last year. And Brentford, you know, they lost their manager to Tottenham. They've been there, Thomas Frank. He'd been their manager for like 7 years. He brought them up from the Championship into the Premier League and kept them really, really, really competitive. Like way more competitive than they should be considering what size of club they are. So
Yeah, they kind of got dominated in this game. 73% possession for Villa on that. Villa had more shots in this game, just not on target. So
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is a bit of a concern, but like I think you said it a week or two ago. All that matters is the result.
yeah, they got the win. They got the home win
They
against
got
Villa.
the
So
home win, so I mean, can't start better than that.
all right, Carl, next game, let's go to the Turf Moor where Burnley hosts Sunderland. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you take?
It was Burnley and who?
Sunderland.
I don't know who that is. I do know there's a team called Thunderland. They weren't so fun this week though.
No, me and you both took Thunderland. You had him straight up plus 230. I had him draw no bet. Plus 130 in the 47th minute. Jadon Anthony sets up Josh Cullen for the goal. And then the 88th minute, Cullen returns the favor with a great pass to Anthony, who makes easy work of the keeper. And that's going to be a 2-0 victory for Burnley in this one.
Yeah, a couple things. So there were some empty seats at Turf Moor. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, and like the last team we were talking about, I can't remember who it was, but a team that just got you know, promoted, and it's
Yeah, we were talking about Oxford with the championship, weren't we?
No, it wasn't Oxford.
Charlton.
Charlton, yes, that's correct. Another team that just got promoted and having empty seats, especially in a place like Burnley, where it's out in the middle of
Yeah.
nowhere.
What
There's
else you
nothing.
got going on a Saturday
I
afternoon?
know what the. I know. Go fucking watch your newly promoted Premier League team. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, hoe your fields? Like, get to the stadium, damn it. Yeah, so I noticed that. At one point after Burnley scored, I noticed that the camera panned to a kid, a chubby kid with glasses, celebrating in a Ninjago sweatshirt. Did you see that?
Nope.
Do you know what Ninjago is?
I'm vaguely familiar with the like Legos offshoot, right?
Yes. So it's the full title of the show is called Ninjago, Masters of Spinjitzu. And so it was created by two Danish guys, and my thought was, who knows more about ninjas than people from Denmark? And so imagine Danish ninjas.
Lego ninjas, Danish Lego ninjas.
So Danish ninjas, instead of using throwing stars, they throw pastries at you. That was all I got. It's not the best joke. But I saw this kid on the camera. I'm like, this kid's gonna be a virgin till he's 35, I'm pretty sure. But at least he's enjoying himself at Turf Moor. At least he showed up. At least he showed up to the
Yeah.
game. Yeah, Jaden Anthony, he got an amazing lead rainbow pass from Cullen
Yep.
that led to that goal. And so Jaden Anthony once again shoves it up my ass because I talked shit about him not scoring last year. And now he's scoring in the Premier League. So, I
Yep,
can't.
goal and an assist.
Damn. Like that, yeah. Obviously, that guy's Premier League quality. I don't think there's any question. And guess what? We're back. A clean sheet for Burnley.
Yep.
No James
Let's see if they can
Trafford.
go for the record.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, no, it's a different animal. Happy to see Sunderland after Tottenham last week.
Yeah, definitely. That's a, I mean, they're both in the championship last year, so that's like a kind of an even match, I think. Even though Sunderland spent so much money in the transfer window, so that's got to feel really good for Burnley to do that and get that first win out of the way so early.
Yeah. Nope, I think you're right. I think they, yeah, in a clean sheet, like you were saying, I think that's what the idea is for them this season.
Yep.
All right, Carl, next game we go to the Emirates where Arsenal hosted Leeds United. Carl, you took a $25 flyer out on Leeds United in this one, plus 800 straight up. How do you think
Money well spent.
it went? In the 34th minute, Declan Rice sends a corner in, headed by Yuren Timber to go up 1-0 for Arsenal. In the 45 plus one, Arsenal press and Timber makes the pass to Bukayo Saka, who lasers it past the keeper for the 2-0 lead. In the 48th minute, Victor Gyökeres comes up the left side and does a dance and rolls it by the keeper for the 3-0 lead. 56th minute, another Rice corner, pinballs around, and again it finds Timber, who finds the back of the net for the 4-0 lead. And in the 90 plus three, Anton Stock steps on a 15-year-old Max Dowman's foot in the box, and Jokers makes a penalty to make it 5-0. Big news in this, Max Dowman made his debut, the second youngest Arsenal player ever at 15 years old. Led to a penalty, doesn't get credit for anything.
Yeah, do you know who the youngest Arsenal player is?
I do not.
It's actually one of his teammates.
Rex Dowman.
They got a 15-year-old. I'm
Oh,
serious.
who's still playing?
Nwaneri, I think his name is. So
Okay, oh, I remember that from last season. Yeah.
Yeah, so they got these two. I mean, how good do you have to be to get on the field in the Premier League at 16? Like, how freaking good? Like,
15. 15.
yeah, and he looked good too. Like, I don't know. I
Yeah,
watched
no,
more.
I did watch. I actually did watch the match, and he did. Like, his highlight was drawing the penalty, which he got his foot stepped on. So I don't know how much give him credit for that, but he did put the pressure on in the box to get the penalty. So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see him again soon. I mean, in a, I don't know what the score was when they brought him on, but if it's a
It
close match.
was like 3-0 or 4-0. They brought him the 4-0 at 56 minute. I'm pretty sure, excuse me, pretty sure it was 4-0 when he got brought on, because it
Yeah.
was like 75th minute.
Yeah, so I don't know how much time he's gonna get in the near future in close matches or with good
Right, but
teams.
when you're up 4-0, and
Yeah.
I think at that time, Leeds had pulled Peru and
Yeah, they waved the white flag.
They pulled their strikers.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, so yeah, I was
Aaronson's, right? Aaronson? I'm not crazy, right?
Brendan Aaronson.
Yeah, so they pulled them and someone else before the kid came on,
Yeah.
Dalman.
Yeah.
So
So yeah, I had gotten up early to watch the Stoke match. And then so I was watching this one, and I was tired from getting up early and staying up late. So I fell asleep, and it was 1-0. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
that'll be all right. And I woke up and it was 4-0. I'm like, okay, time to turn this shit off. And also I'm now, so as a Spurs fan, like I'm a relatively new Spurs fan, so I don't have like the hate for Arsenal like in my blood. Like, but now since they stole Ebrecci Eze from us,
Right.
now I hate them with a passion. So I am going to be psyched for that North London derby this year. They're gonna boo the shit out of Eze when he play at Tottenham.
Yeah, that's great, Carl. I hope they're in last place when they do that so we can cover it.
Who, Arsenal? I hope so too.
All right. We're on season two. We're still dealing with this, folks.
Is it a problem that I'm a fan?
No, I love your enthusiasm, but it's literally a game we're never going to cover all season.
Well, we're not going to cover it, but I'm still going to watch it.
All right. Fair enough. Just making sure you knew what was going on.
Yeah, I do. I'm
We're the
familiar. I'm
relegators, you know
familiar
that,
with the format of
right?
the show after 48 episodes.
Only 46 that we know of. Anyway, any of the who's will be. Let's move Sunday to the Selhurst Park, where Crystal Palace hosted my Nottingham Forest. I put a little $100 bet. You were supposed to go against me with Palace in this one, but you refused. No worries. I took the draw no bet plus 120 in the 37th minute. Crystal Palace pressing, and Daniel Munoz crosses to Ismail Sarr, who puts them up 1-0. And then the 57th minute, Dan Ndoye has a wonderful long ball to Callum Hudson-Odoi, who hits it off the goalkeeper and in, squaring up at 1-1. Carl, that's all I got for it. I got one little note, but I wanted to see if you had it first.
The notes that I have, I really like the White Forest kits. I thought those looked pretty nice. I'd like to see those again. I think maybe I'll get you one for Christmas. Or maybe not. And then the other thing I had was Nuno Espirito, the head coach for Nottingham. They might be getting rid of him.
Yeah, this has long been in the news, and only like 2 days ago, pretty much verified. So last season, God, I can never pronounce his name, Jurkos or some fucking big fat fuck, basically. I should be praising him because he spent a lot of money to make Nottingham what we are right now. But he had a problem with the game last season with our head coach, Nero, who's basically brought us out of the ashes single-handedly with a little help from Captain Morgan's Give White, but and Chris Wood.
Yes.
But there was a game last season where the owner didn't agree with Nero's calls.
Nuno.
So, Nuno, excuse me. And he followed him out onto the pitch. And
oh, was, yeah.
You know, world news.
I remember that.
And so 2 days ago, Nuno said, yeah, our relationship basically hasn't been the same since. And he's just giving out the flyers like, hey, I'm going to get fired soon. Everybody get used to it. Like, all I need is one little hiccup, you know, like a 3-game losing streak, and I'm done.
That would be a terrible mistake. That would be like a Jerry Jonesian move from the owner.
I mean, in our short history with soccer, though, like, don't we know this to be true with impatient owners and managers? Like, I feel like managers in European soccer go, like...
Yeah, no, they run through these managers like nothing. Like, they don't have any patience at all. But so Nuno, so he was a professional player. He was a goalkeeper. Do you know
Yep.
what country he is from? What he represents?
Portugal.
Nope. I will tell you because you're never gonna guess it.
No, I thought I knew this. I thought he might have played in Portuguese. Maybe that's
yeah, where... probably. Okay, so yeah, he's from the African country of São Tomé and Príncipe. You ever
never
heard of that?
Heard of it.
Yeah,
nope.
So here's a fun little fact about that country. It's beautiful. I looked at pictures of it. There's like a jungle, it's beaches, like it's actually really cool. Here's a fun fact though. They are tied with Brazil with 5 World Cup wins. That's
Different World Cups, so. Though.
That's no, that's a joke. They've never even been in a
I
world.
was a dude. I was like,
They've never even sniffed a World Cup.
I think I would have heard of this.
So anyway, but yeah, that's all I got.
All right, Carl, let's move ahead to next week's games. We start on Saturday, the morning game at Old Trafford. Man United hosts Burnley. Man United, big time favorites, -290 straight up. Burnley +700. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, Man United's not that good.
They look good against Arsenal. They only lost 1-0.
Yeah, but I don't trust them. I mean, can they?
Who did they play this week? I don't even remember. Did they win?
I don't even
or are
know.
Are we a day ahead? Or are they playing tomorrow?
Yeah, they probably have a Monday night football. but as far, I mean, even though
Drew with Fulham.
Drew, oh. Ew, okay. I mean, Fulham's not a terrible team, so you know.
Yeah, the Jedi didn't get the goal, and it was an own goal for United. I haven't seen the replays, so.
That sounds like I'm glad we didn't have to follow that
sounds
match.
Sounds like a Man U Fulham special.
That sounds terrible. but I think Fulham and Man United are probably in the same area. But I mean, they can obviously they're still talented enough to beat a team like Burnley.
Man U heavy favorites. I mean, -290 straight up.
And this is at Old Trafford.
In Trafford, yep.
Okay, it might be worth taking a little flyer on Burnley.
On Burnley. I'm with you on that.
I think I'm gonna think. Can I bet on this?
What do you want to put like $25?
Yeah, I think I want to do a Leeds special with
yeah, I like that.
With Burnley. Draw no bet.
Straight up.
Is that
draw no bet?
What's the draw no bet odds?
Let me tell you in a sec. I gotta get to the odds. Sorry. +500. Not bad.
Yeah. Let's do draw no bet because you know I could see Burnley. Yeah.
A little bit of draw insurance. I like it.
Yeah, I could see them shithousing the game and it being nil-nil.
You know what? If you wake up for the game, Carl, this – oh, you don't get to – excuse me. You don't get to gamble where you're at, do you?
I could probably find a way, but yeah, it's still illegal here.
See, this is the perfect win the first half and then lose the second half game. I can see Burnley being up 1-0 and then losing like 3-1, 4-1.
Yeah, maybe I gotta start if I find a good one, I gotta start Venmoing you money and then you can bet it for me.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
And put for illegal sports bets in the Venmo
Have
title.
Burnley to win the first half plus 550 straight up.
Ew, yeah, you might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. All right, on to the next one, Carl. This is a DraftKings match of the week. Sunderland at home in this Stadium of Light. Brentford on the road. This is pretty much even. Sunderland plus 165, Brentford plus 160.
Yeah, so Sunderland, they've won one, they've lost one. They didn't look so hot against Burnley on the road. This is a tough one, and I see why the odds are even. I'm gonna put $50 on Brentford to win straight up, because I just remember last year I didn't trust Sunderland at the Stadium Light. I thought they were gonna defend the home turf a lot better. So, and Brentford, I don't know. I like them, even though they lost their coach. They lost Mbeumo, their best striker. I still think they are a good team, and I think they've been at this for a few years now, and I think they know what it takes to win on the road.
Yeah, didn't they have a rough week one? One last week, but rough week one on the road. Man, minus 125, Sunderland minus 105, draw no bet. Gosh. Draw plus 225. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good shout. You know what? I think I'm now I'm gonna stick with Brentford.
I didn't want you on my shit anyway. It would have lost.
I'm
Next game,
the cooler in the casino.
we go to the Mullinaw where the Wolves host Everton. Everton slight, oh no, excuse me, Wolves slight favorite in this, plus 145 at home, plus 195 for Everton straight up. This is a DraftKings match of the week, Carl, so you got another choice.
Give me Everton straight up for $50. What do you think?
Everton plus 195. You want them straight up.
Yep, for $50.
I don't trust Wolves at all, but I think I'm going to take a draw no bet on this.
Yeah, you can go home side.
Even money for Everton. Yeah, I'm going draw no bet plus 100. I'll take the even money on this.
You're taking Everton?
Yeah, I'm taking the same as you, but I'm going 100 bucks draw no bet.
All right, nice.
Yeah, I don't need your approval. Scoreboard. Yeah, wait till you hear the scoreboard.
God, what an asshole you are.
Why? Because you can't take simple hints of how to gamble?
You know what, Phil?
Please tell me.
I love you.
Great, because we're moving on to Leeds United hosting Newcastle United. Leeds United, the heavy underdogs in this one, even though we don't know if Alexander Isak is going to be playing for Newcastle. Leeds United plus 255 straight up, Newcastle plus 100.
I'm sticking with Newcastle at home. I don't know.
They're
I
not at
mean,
home, they're on the road.
they're at Leeds?
Yep.
Oh shit. Yeah, in that case, yeah. And if Isak's not playing, like if I was gonna bet, I could probably see Leeds draw no bet for me.
Yeah, let's see. Draw no bet. Where's it at? Yeah, plus 130 for Leeds. So not great odds. Minus 175. For Newcastle, but I think Newcastle's gonna handle them. Leeds, you gotta bet on Leeds to score.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna like Leeds at home this year a lot. Like, not maybe not against the tippy top teams, but against the
Props.
second and third tier.
All right, but anyway, I guess if I had to take it, draw no bet. I think, what did we, Leeds had the, yeah, Leeds had plus 130, draw no bet. Yeah, I think I started out saying I didn't want to do it, and I finished concluding I do. I'll take the draw no bet Leeds if I had to.
We agree.
All right, Carl, we move on to Sunday where my Nottingham Forest. Hosted East Ham United at the City Ground. Nottingham favorites in this one, minus 140 straight up. East Ham United plus 370. Carl, I've already talked about how East Ham's going down. There's no way you're going to take them.
No, I'd have to be freaking. I don't have a death wish.
You have plus 255, draw no bet. That's the only thing, but.
Yeah, that's not gonna tempt me. Like,
Yeah, even with all of Nottingham's problems, East Ham's, they look awful.
yeah, they. I mean, I don't know if they'll. I don't think they're gonna challenge the Southampton, and mark of last year, but I think they're going to be firmly in the bottom for most of the season.
All right, finally, we go to Aston Villa, where they're favorites in this game against Crystal Palace. Minus 120 straight up for Villa at home. Crystal Palace plus 300 on the road.
I don't think Aston Villa's looked that great so far.
Nope, I agree with you. I don't think Crystal Palace has looked that great, though, either. They had the one goal early against Forest. Forest, as much as I love them, I don't really. With all the turmoil going on, I don't see them doing better than mid-table. So if they can't get more than a draw against Forest, actually, I'm talking myself into Palace. I'm talking myself
Oh,
into Palace.
yeah. I that I got a little soft spot in my heart for Crystal Palace. They're always a team that I'm like, they're a small club, like this could be the year they get relegated, and they always finish higher than I think they will.
So
Like,
does Villa's in Europe.
well, yeah, I mean, Villa's been a really, really good team for the past couple years. So yeah, their start is very disappointing. A draw and a loss. Yeah, I don't know. I think they could probably right the ship in this one. But I could see this being a draw.
Plus 255. I think you might
Yeah.
have talked me into it.
The draw. All
Yeah.
right. How much are you gonna put on it?
100 bucks.
100 bucks. All right. I think I'm gonna leave this one alone.
All right, Carl, that does it for our championship and Premier League action. Let's take a look at the DK scoreboard. Carl, a very, very bad week for you, but the one bet you won on was plus 250. So you went 1-1-4 to win a grand total of 50 bucks this week.
Oh,
Congratulations.
thank God for Stoke City.
I went 4-1-2 to win a grand total of $220.36. That brings your total to 7-1-7 at $857.83. I am 9-1-8 at $1,076.28.
So, I mean, even with that awful week for me record-wise, our records are actually pretty close.
You just got to win the big ones. You had a plus 250. You went, I think it was plus, 100 bucks on plus 250 that you won, and then like 25, 50 bucks on everything else. So
So, yeah.
you minimized damages. Your win-loss record was not great, but you hit the big one, and so you're looking good.
Yeah, I'll definitely take it. Usually when you go 1-1-4, it's not going to be pretty.
No.
So I feel like I definitely lucked out this week. So hopefully, I have a little bit better of a week this next week and don't have to rely on just winning a lottery ticket.
Well, you put a lot of lottery tickets out there, so we'll see how it works out for you.
Yeah, Burnley, it's your turn.
All right, Carl, I had a great time this week. Thank you for joining me. Thank you all at home for joining us again on the Relegators podcast. We're going to do this again next week. And Carl, say bye.
I'll hit you on the flip.
Oh, there it is! What a goal!